Title of my message today is The Measurement of a Healthy Church. See, spring marks the time for a lot of us when, or a lot of people, when people start to worry maybe about their figure or maybe about their health. For a lot of us, we've spent the winter maybe eating more than we had liked. It's hard to get out lots of times during the winter and do things. Maybe we've become unmotivated, lazy, or maybe we have a bad attitude. Lots of times we'll hear people say, I'm so sick of winter, you know, and it's so dark and it's gloomy and it's depressing. And that's not a very healthy way to be. But today we're not going to be looking at our physical appearance or our physical health, but the health of the church and the physical health of the church and us as Christians. See, when we think about like what a healthy church looks like today, we'll say stuff like, you know, okay, what does a good church have? They're friendly. They've got good preaching. They've got inspiring worship. They've got quality programs for our families. They've got a good youth team. When I think about a good church in the year 2015, that's what I think about. So we have to look in the mirror at some point and say, where are we at? Would people look at Tolono First Baptist and say, that's a healthy church, or that's a church that I want to be a part of? If you have your Bibles, please turn to Acts chapter 2, verses 41 through 47. You see, I've heard people a lot of times say things like, I love God, or I'm a Christian, I just can't stand organized religion. I can't stand the church. The church is full of hypocrites. The church is full of people who are angry, who think they're better than everybody. So is it possible that someone could actually love God but hate the church? Maybe so if it's an unhealthy church. But we're going to look at that today. We're going to look at what the Bible considers to be a healthy church. Acts chapter 2, verses 41 through 47. It says, so those who have received his word were baptized, and they were added that day about 3,000 souls. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and prayers. And all came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings, and passing them out the proceeds to all, as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number, day by day, those who were being saved. First thing is, who is considered to be the church? Well, in verse 41, it says, those who had received his word and were baptized. So in other words, those who had accepted Christ. That's the church. And there's basically two ways you can look at the church today. You can look at all Christians as a whole. We are considered the church. We are considered the bride of Christ. All Christians, we make up the church. But then there's also the individual churches on maybe a community level like us. You know, and we see different churches in the Bible. But today we're not going to necessarily be focusing on the church as a whole, but on churches as individuals, like Tolono First Baptist. So that's who the church is. Verse 42, it says, here's the first thing that they do, a good church, a healthy church. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship and to the breaking of bread and prayers. These people were devoted, it said, to the apostles' teaching. Now, what the apostles were teaching was Christ. They were teaching the Bible. They were teaching the truth. And it says these people were dedicated to it. They were devoted to it. They read God's word. They didn't just show up on Sunday and hear God's word. They actually read it on a daily basis. They were involved with it. It interested them. You see, whenever we start talking about being health, or healthy. You don't get healthy by not eating on certain days. That's not going to make you healthy. You know, we talked about that in Sunday school, and people trying to lose weight sometimes may starve themselves, but that's not the way to do it. That's not considered healthy. So just as we're supposed to eat every day, we're also supposed to partake in God's word every day to be healthy as well. You know, we want to skip a day of eating. The Bible says here in verse 42 also that they devoted to the teaching and fellowship. You see, this was a church family. I think sometimes today we're not necessarily always comfortable with hanging out with church members. It shouldn't be a big deal. It shouldn't be a problem for us to hang out as a church. That's not a body. That's not a body that's in unison. We should want to fellowship with each other, and we should want to hang out. We should have friends in the church. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with having friends that don't go to your church, but we should be friends. We should be close. We should be able to come to each other with our needs and things that are going on, and in return, we should be helping those people when they have needs or they want us to pray for them or whatever it may be. It says they were devoted to praying. Not only as individuals, but collectively. We should pray for each other. You know, there for a while, whenever we were preparing for the revival, the men would get together at 9 o'clock and pray. And I thought that was awesome. You know, that was really nice for us to be able to get together and pray together. We shared a lot, but I feel like we grew a lot, and I could always feel God in our presence whenever we would do that. We'd join hands and we'd pray, and there's just something about it. The Bible says where two or three are gathered or more, and it was awesome, and I really enjoyed that. But I think sometimes we as churches, we get too far away from that. You know, it becomes just a social place. Yeah, I go to church. But we're supposed to be devoted to the truth, first of all, to fellowship and to praying. It shouldn't bother us to hang out with other Christians. We should have a lot of friends that are Christians and in our churches. Verse 43, it says, "And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles." I looked up a little definition in my study Bible, and it says wonders is the amazement people experience when witnessing supernatural works. And it says signs point to the power of God behind the miracles. And again, in verse 43, it says, "All came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles." Our churches should be a place of awe. There should be things happening in our churches that bring awe to people. It should be spiritually moving. At times, it should be emotional. Our churches should not be boring. We should be seeing God work in people's lives. You know, we should be hearing things like, "Oh, did you hear so-and-so got a job?" Or "so-and-so got cured of this sickness." We should see God moving in our churches. If we're doing what we are supposed to be doing as a church, God will be moving. But the thing is, do we really expect God to move? The Bible says that signs and wonders were done. Are signs and wonders being done in this church? That's not me saying yes or no. That's me asking a question for the church to really look at. Are signs and wonders, you know, really being done here? Do we expect God to do those things? You know, is this a church where the altar is always full at the end of a sermon? Does the Spirit move in this church? Or are we too over it to care? Are we even living in a way that God can bless us? You see, God wants to bless us, and He loves His children, but God does not bless sin, and God does not bless disobedience. And God will withhold blessings from His children if we aren't walking in a way that we are supposed to. Can we ever earn His blessings? No, there's nothing we can do to earn them, but we are to be obedient. We should be expecting God to do things in our church. See, I think sometimes we just show up just to get it in for the week. There's my checklist. I went to church on Sunday. But that's not a church that's going to grow. That's not a church that is going to have a full house every Sunday. That's not a church that people are going to be talking about in the community. That's just not. Are we too over it to care? Verse 44. It says, "And all who believed were together and had all things in common." They were together and they had all things in common. This doesn't mean that we have to be robots or that we're all the same or that we can't have opinions. That's not what this is saying. It says we have all things in common. 1 Corinthians. You don't have to turn there. I'm going to read it here. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 10 says, "I appeal to you, brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you agree and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and the same judgment." We're not to have divisions among us. We are God's church. No divisions. Divisions are not good. Divisions divide. 2 Corinthians 12:20, a couple pages over. Says, "For I fear," this is Paul, "for I fear that perhaps when I come I may find you not as I wish, and that you may find me not as you that as you wish, that perhaps there may be quarreling, jealousy, anger, hostility, slander, gossip, conceit, and disorder." He's talking about the church here. He was worried that when he'd show up he might find these things. But you see, the Bible says that we are one body. Not everybody is a hand. Not everybody is a foot. The problem arises sometimes when we have, say, somebody who's an arm being lazy and not doing their part. It's hard for the body to function when not everybody's doing their part. Another problem we have is we have people that say maybe are supposed to be a foot, but they're not satisfied because they want to be a hand. They want the attention the hand's getting. They want that position. But you see, it isn't about what we want. Pastor is always saying, "Why are you doing what you're doing?" You know, and I didn't think about that the first about 10 times he said it, but then it's like it started to click. Why am I doing what I'm doing? Why do any of us, as far as our positions in the church, why are we really doing it? Is it because we want people to see us? Are we really doing what God has called us to do? We're supposed to be one body. The Bible says we are to serve. Paul even said, look, he says, I planted and Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. And he says, the ones who planted and the ones who watered are nothing. No matter what we do, it's God that gives the growth. Are we doing what we're doing because God wants us to be doing it? Are we doing it because we want to be seen or it's what makes us happy? You know, maybe playing the guitar on Sundays isn't what I need to be doing. If someone was to come in and say, you know, I really feel led to play the guitar in the praise band, I'm fine with that. Or I better be fine with that. There's nothing wrong with giving other people a shot at things. We are one body. We should be working together. No divisions. Verse 45, it says, and they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts. A healthy church is a church that's very generous, a giving church, a loving church. You see, at the end of the day, it's all God's anyway. And that's not just with money. That's with our time, our effort, our love. Are we good listeners? Us as church members should be good listeners. We should be wanting to help people. And we need to have glad and generous hearts. Too many times our churches are filled with these negative Nancys that have nothing better than to do all day than drag their lip on the ground. My wife's constantly giving me a hard time. She's like, you never smile. Believe me, it's not because I'm a negative Nancy. My muscles just don't work like that very well. But honestly, you know, that's a turnoff for people, especially when new people come through the doors. That's a turnoff if all of us are just walking around like this, you know, or the music starts and we all just, there's nothing good about that. That's not exciting. Those aren't signs of a risen Savior. Those aren't signs of a church that is alive. Those aren't signs of a church that, you know, anybody off the streets is going to want to be a part of. We should be excited when we come here. I know it sounds like that's just the thing you're supposed to say, but you're right, that's the thing I'm supposed to say. We should be excited when we come to church. We should be expecting God to move. When's the last time we came to church on a Sunday and we really, really thought, man, I'd really like to see somebody get saved today. Man, I'd really like to see somebody join the church. Man, I'd really like to see somebody rededicate their life. Man, I'd like to see a crazy altar call when the altar's full. Do we ever expect those things? I know there's lots of days or lots of Sundays that go by that I never even think about those things. I pretty much got myself in a rut at times. But that's not good, and that is not a healthy church. We should come here expecting God to move, but we should also come here already prepared. This is when we come to worship God. This isn't about us. Sunday mornings at church isn't about us. We should come here to worship. Verse 47 says, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. Now this is a big one for me. It says, the Lord added to their number day by day those who are being saved. See, some people will say that it's not all about the numbers. And it's not all about a specific number. And it's not all about a number so we can say, oh, look at us, look at how many member or how many people we have on a Sunday. In that regard, it's not all about the numbers. But when you look at the big picture, it is all about the numbers. It is all about the numbers because Christ has called us to go out and spread the gospel, to grow his kingdom. It's about the numbers. He expects the numbers to grow. In fact, anytime you see a church in the Bible doing what they're doing, it says he was adding to their church. It is about the numbers. Not for a social reason. But people should honestly look at our church and be like, that's awesome. I want to be a part of that. People should be talking about us in the community. Hey, did you hear about Tolona First Baptist? Man, they really got something going on. People that aren't even Christians should be sitting there thinking, man, I'm hearing a lot of good things about them, and I've been thinking about possibly going to a church some Sunday. I know I need to get back in church, whatever it may be. And Tolona First Baptist should be where they want to come. We should be concerned about the numbers. We should be. Again, not so that we can march around and talk about how great we are or how many people we have. But I want God to bless us. And if your church is growing, that means that either one, you're preaching a bunch of fluff, which I don't believe we have that here, or God is blessing you. I'm going to end with two scriptures from Revelation. Revelation chapter 3. First one is 15 through 17. It says, I know your works. You are neither cold nor hot. Would that you were either cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. For you say, I am rich, I have prospered, and I need nothing, not realizing that you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. That's Jesus talking. He's talking to a church. He says, I'd rather you be cold or I'd rather you be hot, but this lukewarm business is no good, and it's making me sick to my stomach, and I want to spit you out of my mouth. That's not the way we're supposed to be as a church. And believe me, I'm not up here because I'm some superhero in any church. That's not it by any means. I fall right in line with everybody else. I need to be looking in the mirror. Don't take this as me pointing the finger at anybody. I'm pointing the finger at myself, 100%. We aren't to be lukewarm. God doesn't want us to be lukewarm. Those are called nominal Christians. Those are called bench warmers. We don't want to be bench warmers in our church. And the last one, how do we fix it? The first step we can do if we want to fix it, Revelation 3 again. He's talking to the same church here, starting with verse 20. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and eat with him, and he with me. And the one who conquers, I will grant him to sit with me on my throne, as I also conquered and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. What have we heard today? What are we supposed to be doing? Are we satisfied? Are we where we need to be? I know I'm not. I'm not necessarily doing my part or what I'm supposed to be doing. But I can't speak for the rest of you. And I can't speak for the church as a whole. But that's something we have to really think about. Are we content? Are we happy? Are we satisfied with the same old thing week after week after week? The same people, the same attitudes, the same low expectations. Are we tired of it? Are we over it? That's for us to decide.